Silver's a prophetic intercessor. Find out more about the lifestyle that comes with this mantle. Hello, welcome to Rivers of Prophecy. This is Sylvie Crosslard. So we're carrying on today with learning about how to keep the glory and what that can look like. So there are various levels of the glory of God. Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 to 35. Tell us, then the clouds covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the clouds settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Clearly, God has made the tabernacle His dwelling place, and you could only watch in awe of His power. In Isaiah 58:8, if you open your Bibles, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Righteousness is a key here, and it's a passport which calls a path, it prepares places and people. Ezekiel 43:1-12. Ezekiel 43:1-12. Then the man brought me to the gate facing east, and I saw the glory of the God of Israel coming from the east. His voice was like the roar of rushing waters, and the land was radiant with His glory. The vision I saw was like the vision I had seen when He came to destroy the city, and like the visions I had seen by the river Kebar, and I fell face down. The glory of the Lord entered the temple through the gate facing east. Then the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. While the man was standing beside me, I heard someone speaking to me from inside the temple. He said, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne, and the place for the soles of your feet. The soles of my feet. This is where I will live among the Israelites forever. The people of Israel will never again defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings by the prostitution and the funeral offerings for their kings at their death. When they place the threshold next to my threshold and the doorpost beside my doorpost, with only a wall between me and them, they defile my holy name by their detestable services, practices. So I destroyed them in my anger. Now let them put away from me the prostitution, the funeral offerings for their kings, and I will live among them forever. Son of man, describe the temple to the people of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their sins. Let them consider its perfection, and if they are ashamed of all they have done, Make known to them the design of the temple, its arrangement, its exits and entrances, its whole design, and all its regulations and laws. Write these down before them so that they may be faithful to its design and follow its regulations. This is the law of the temple. All the surrounding area on top of the mountain will be most holy. Such is the law of the temple. So it's a inside the secret place in the throne room, you have to be in reverence, in all humility, on your face, because of the presence of God. It's overwhelming, and it's important so as not to grieve or quench the Holy Spirit. Revelations chapter 15 verse 8 tells us more about this. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one could enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. And Revelation chapter 21 verses 23 to 25. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it, and no day will its gate ever be shut, for there will be no night there. And Revelation chapter 21 verse 11. Yes, 11. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. The glory which we give to God, that entreats him to grant us his glory. It's a process of praise, honor, worship, gratitude, fully, no matter the circumstances we face. So when there's alignment between our glory giving and heaven, then spiritual doors open which release the glory. It's also a tool you choose to praise, you choose to give glory, but then you choose not to live in the glory. So the glory is a tool to chase away or break darkness in us, on us and around us, as mentioned in Revelation 21 verse 23. So to round this up, there are various levels of glory, yet whichever way it manifests, it's either bringing light to others to a place, a carving tool, or a tool for just being still and knowing God. Let me pray over you. Your glory renders more glory. As you give me glory, I engage. I turn up. I create miracles. I make ways where they weren't today. So what's it going to be? Are you going to stick to your church as usual? or are going to move forward in glory, to receive the glory that you need. We thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you that you want so much for us, and we don't even suspect it, Lord. Sometimes we don't even think we deserve it, Lord. Prepare our hearts, mind, body, and souls and spirits to give you all the glory that which is truly yours, that which has got your name on it. So that in turn you will shower on us more glory, more of your miracles, and make carve paths and where there weren't any. Give us miracles of any nature that you want for us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you very much for listening to Rivers of Prophecy. Thank you for listening to Rivers of Prophesying. Like and follow this podcast on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. The links are in the description.